My family has always been proud of the work we do. Rightly so. We owned the best silversmith shop in Scottsdale for years. Of course, Scottsdale's changed since we were in operation. In the early 50s, when we opened up on Main Street, there was nobody in town from May until September or October. All the resorts closed down. Nobody even stayed open in the summertime, because the tourists sure didn't want to be down here. There was nothing but rattlesnakes and jackrabbits and farmers down here in the summer. By the end of the 50s, there were really upscale year-round resorts like the Valley Ho. Tourists started coming here in the summer, and thanks to Lloyd Kiva and other artists like us, Scottsdale became sort of arts and crafts colony. This was when we moved to this area and named it the Fifth Avenue Craftsman's Court. The whole idea behind Craftsman's Court was that people could come to watch the things being made by hand, and people wanted to watch. They came from all over to watch us make things they could wear on their wrists or put on their coffee tables. We didn't even have to advertise. The artists were the advertisements. The things were handmade, and that's what people loved. There were shops here that did their own silk screening, their own hand-painted stuff, their own perfumes and leatherworking. At our place, everything was handmade, even in the late 50s. Half of what we did was custom-made. Anything from a little $5 pin to a $5,000 silver tray, 22 inches in diameter. We'd do anything. If you could make it in silver, we did it. That's a lot harder to find now. Scottsdale didn't make its reputation on t-shirt shops. Scottsdale made its reputation on shops that made, or at least designed, what they sold. It's made its reputation on craftsmanship and hard work.